This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I don't like this. Who this? Migos. Are those Migos? Is this Offset?
It's kind of hard to tell sometimes.
To be honest, I don't think that's okay.
Well, the voice—he's saying the voices all blend together.
You're the rap guy. I can't like. You're the rap expert.
I think this is him.
So they're no longer a thing since the demise of Takeoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
They're not. They didn't stay together as a duo. Okay. And then their personal careers, individual careers. Okay. I just looked up, and we always like to remind people you can watch the show here on Twitch. That's twitch.com/BostonWEEI. Is it a good thing when it says possible ban evader next to your comment monitoring?
There's several of them.
Yeah, what is
how
that
can
all
you,
about?
How can you evade a ban if you've been banned?
I don't know.
You coming in like with the Bobby Valentine mustache and outfit?
Yeah, I think, you know, some AI security.
So if you were on there at, like, let's say you were, if you were on Twitch at Jumbo_Hart.
And then I came back as Gumbo. And no,
as Humbo underscore Jart. Yeah.
Like, I think that might.
Well, I think some of our PAs are sneakily taking some money on the side if someone gets banned.
Oh, so they're way back in.
DMs so they're being compensated.
Yeah. Oh, good for them. Okay. It's like a knockout pool when you lose in the first week and you buy yourself back
buy in for the next, and then you lose
the second week.
Speaking of which, what's your buy-in on the NBA Finals? Did you see that? How about that?
I see what you did.
See what I did there?
That was not awkward at all. That was very smooth. That's why we're
professionals. Yeah, I learned it from you.
Well, this is awkward.
I'm rooting for OKC, but I don't know that I will watch a lot of this series.
I don't care.
Buzzer to buzzer.
It's going to be white noise for me. It'll be like background.
I'm more
fodder.
Interested in the hockey. If we're
who are you rooting for in the hockey finals?
Connor McDavid.
Oh, same, big time.
How can you not? I mean, I know there's this whole.
What
thing.
Do you mean not working root for Marchand?
It bothers me that Canada's involved. I hate having to root for Canada because you know we have a thing going back to the four nations.
Is that still a thing?
Oh, it's still a thing. That just doesn't dissipate.
They booed our anthem.
They booed our anthem. Thank you, Stiz.
Why
Thank
do they you, hate Maga our Stiz. Freedom?
I needed
they
Maga
had a
Stiz
reason to. It was a peaceful
what?
Protest.
Well, they had a reason to boo at a sporting event for an anthem? Have some respect.
What do you mean have some
you
respect?
Dinks.
It was a
but
peaceful
Connor McDavid?
Protest.
Really
but
good.
Connor McDavid is excellent. Did really you ever see the behind the scenes videos last year of how hard that Game 7 loss to the Panthers hit him? That locker, it was tough to watch. Like he was, I think he was
they throwing up.
Weeping.
Like Jonathan Kraft said, the Patriots were in Super Bowl 42.
Well, they didn't have a perfect season go right down the drain.
No, they had the backs of Canadian. Dan, when was the last time Canada won the cup?
93, I want to say.
Wait. It's been over 30 years.
Yeah.
And I don't want to give that up. It's like America's Cup. Remember when it was down in Australia for all those years?
America's Cup?
Yeah, the sailing
race. The sailing race, yeah.
The
was it Dennis? What's his name?
Yeah, Quaid.
Nope.
No, but that's a thing. And we have the Stanley Cup now. It's been in America for 37 years or whatever the hell it's been. I don't want to give 32. That up, but I do kind of want Connor McDavid to win.
He does it the right way.
And don't
there's someone who's not going to be on a boat with compensated lady friends and pink.
Because the boat would be sitting on a frozen pond of ice up
they'd
in Canada.
They'd be ice fishing.
But don't you? So we always have this discussion, like the great teams. We want great teams, and like leagues are better with great teams. And then sometimes we get in the discussion, are leagues better when Cowboys and Raiders and Yankees are good? Isn't it also better when the great players win? Like, we've wasted Mike Trout's career. Mike Trout is arguably one of the top 2 to 3 baseball players in the history of the game, whose career has been wasted without postseason success. And I don't want that to happen to Connor McDavid. You have a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup playoffs. I'm rooting for Connor McDavid. He's fun. He's got a little orange in his uniform, so that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, right? Okay. But here
and Brad Marchand.
So
I would have rooted for you till you had to get your dander up with my guy Rich Keefe. And in that case, there was no tone involved. So we're a team here at PFW. I mean,
Wow. Shouting out. First
PFW,
of all,
back in the day.
Unnecessarily pounding your chest in the studio. So you're going back to that.
Yeah. Okay. That's not new.
No, I'm just saying it's okay.
I just feel good.
It feels good?
Yeah.
How does it feel good to pound your chest?
I'm like Andy Dufresne. You know how you're a little bit more of a man when you drink a beer after work? Well, when you pound your chest, you're a little bit more of a man. The caveman in you comes out.
I was going to say, completely Jurassic of you, but as I digress. In terms of Connor McDavid, seems to do it the right way. He's an all-time elite talent. People have already said he could be top five, one of the greatest players, maybe the greatest player
agent
of all
Bobby
time.
Orr says he's the greatest of all time, greatest talent of all time.
But you'd hate to see a talent like that go unrewarded vis-a-vis joining what we used to call on the Rich Keefe show, Club Marino, the people that like legends, goats,
Charles
all-timers,
Barkley.
Charles Barkley.
Or Charles Carl Barkley Malone. With his Chuck GPT commercials that the computers make in front of him. You don't want Connor McDavid to be making those commercials.
Humor, a sense of humor goes a long way in this life.
Tremendous. I love it. I laugh every time that commercial comes
on. It's very good. His commercial is great. The ones with Kevin
Celebrity
Hart,
Celebrity Golfer?
Do without. Yeah, exactly.
You don't want to know.
Remember they were funny back in the day when he did like Speed Stick? Yeah. Anything less would be uncivilized.
He's very good.
Always good. Anywho, I double digress. I would hate to see Connor McDavid become another member of Club Marino, an all-time legendary talent, unrewarded with a title or a championship to say, hey, Ma, look, I finally made it.
And I think there's two opportunities for that. Connor McDavid, who's the best player in hockey, to win his cup.
Mm-hmm.
Although, what was the thing that he apparently touched it? Did he really touch the cup?
Not the Stanley Cup. You're not allowed to touch
Western
your conference
final.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch the conference final.
But does that jinx you for the cup if you do that?
Supposedly.
Well, but here's the thing. He didn't touch it last year and they lost. So the thinking was he's trying to reverse the momentum from last year. Reverse the curse from last year.
I don't know if it works that way, Connor. I'm now worried about the guy I'm rooting for. I don't know. Well, I don't love that logic.
I mean,
you might have just
changed
also, isn't Sam Reinhardt out for the finals?
I don't know.
Isn't Dan Ball?
They're the better team. I think Florida's the better team.
You do?
I think Connor McDavid's a better player.
I actually think the Oilers are favored. Dan Ball, two questions. One, injury update. Let's go to the injury update desk momentarily. And two, what are the gambling odds right now on the Stanley Cup Finals?
Reinhardt is back. He returned the end of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
And so the second part, I don't know, but I'll get it in a moment.
Well, I can tell you it's -700 on the other side of this little do people care about these series kind of question, because OKC is a heavy favorite. But it's also
the midday
similar.
Show, like the only, like, it's like, I think it's OKC in five is like the big bet.
Yeah. Which
Pacers will get the one consolatory game.
No, it means you actually want to pick a sweep, but you don't want to pick
a sweep.
Well,
what was last year? Celtics in five.
Yeah, and then that's when you feel good about people, though. Like, everybody was picking the Celtics to beat the Knicks in five, and then they didn't.
Edmonton is the favorite, -120. Thank you very much, Stats, Info, and Wagering Department.
I might have to sprinkle a little something-something on the Panthers, even though I'm not necessarily rooting for them. But SGA is the same thing. He's can take that next level. Now, he hasn't failed and missed mm-hmm. out on it for a long time. He's a young, developing player. He's got the MVP.
Superstar on the rise with a team that is going to be a thorn in the side of this league for days and years to come.
Days and years, yes.
I skipped
years.
Weeks and months.
You did, and properly so. Thank you. Saved us a little time. 617-779-7937. Do you care about the NBA Finals? Do you care about the Stanley Cup playoffs? Dan Ball, he cares. He raised his hand. Yes.
Brad Marchand, +7,500 to win the Conn Smythe for the Stanley Cup, if you want to sprinkle on that there,
wow.
Andy.
+7,500.
That's just a donation to my favorite gambling app. So, no, I'm not going to be doing that.
All right, I'm just asking. He's a playoff performer. Why not?
Let's go to Rob and Swamskit, see what he thinks about the Stanley Cup playoffs. What's
Hi,
up, Rob?
Hi, fellas. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Sober.
So listen, Connor McDavid, an absolute generational player.
Yep.
Skills up the yin-yang. I love watching him play whenever I'm lucky enough to catch a West Coast game. But how can any red-blooded American not be rooting for Florida and to not keep the Canadian Stanley Cup drought alive? Come on, guys.
Agreed, Rob. Red-blooded American here.
Yep.
No, I'm torn. I really am torn.
Here I am. Turncoat.
Because then I got to root for Marchand.
Benedict Stevens.
Benedict Marchand, who turned his back on Boston and Rich Keefe all in one swing. Right. So there's a lot of emotions in this. I also have the issue, and I don't know if you guys do this. Both of these series, I could be swayed to root for any of the four teams involved, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals. I generally have to watch a game and get through a half, couple quarters, a period or two, and then at some point, you know, Kachuk could do something that I hate that really drives me nuts, or Marchand could do something that drives me nuts. I'm rooting for Edmonton, or maybe somebody on Edmonton does something that drives me nuts, and I start rooting for Florida. Same thing. I could easily root for the Pacers. I could easily root. They're a very fun team to root for.
You know who's?
I think they're going to lose.
You know who's not rooting for
them.
The Pacers? Knicks fans.
Well, no, they would not be.
They are very salty, and we have some fun audio to share about that later.
All right, and up next, we have an update that Ted Johnson, I know, is sitting by his speaker listening to Bruins coaching search, because he has been an angry man for a lot of reasons for a while now, but one of those is that the Boston Bruins do not have a head coach. Update on the Bruins search next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Golly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Of course, the Bruins' goal song. That's how Stiz was able to find it on Twitter. I mean, on social media.
Didn't hear this often enough last year.
No, you didn't, especially if it didn't involve pasta. Pasta accounted for, 50% of the Bruins' goals, basically, with his goals and assists, and nobody else scored, and that's why you're looking for a coach, and that was Patrice Bergeron passing to Marco Sturm, and why would we play that? Why would we play an old Bruins highlight? Why? Because Elliot Friedman says he, first of all, some reports from Elliot Friedman. just some information on this Bruins update. Joe Sacco was informed he's not getting the job. Did he really need to be informed of that?
Apparently.
I mean, did he really? I felt like late in the year it was quite obvious he knew he was out. Did he really have aspirations?
Yeah. Or this is awkward.
Maybe he was the insurance policy if everything else went awry, even though that's kind of where this process is right now. The reporting was that he was still around the practice facility the same day that Marco Sturm interviewed. So he's been around for a while.
So today is Monday, correct?
That is correct.
That would qualify as early in the week, correct?
Yep.
So according to Pierre LeBrun, we're going to get an announcement from the Bruins early in the week. So that would be either today or tomorrow, right? Because Wednesday's midweek.
My guess it would be tomorrow.
Maybe. And he said they're down to two candidates, Dan Ball?
Yes.
Is that the understanding here?
It's less than I thought were involved in this process.
And so are we starting to align with Sturm could be the next head coach of the Bruins?
Given the fact that you have a former Bruin as your president and a former Bruin as your GM, my guess would be that the coaching hire, while not the right one, would be the former Bruin.
Oh, excuse me. What was that? Did you just editorialize while giving information?
Yeah, as I'm known to do from
What's
time to time.
What's wrong with the coaching hire of the guy who spent the last three seasons with the Ontario Reign?
Wow, look at you just knowing that without looking down at your notes.
Yeah.
I'd rather
Twitch, don't check it.
I'd rather the guy who has already been a coach in the NHL, a guy who brought his team to the Western Conference Finals as an interim, lost to the Cup champion, then brought his team to the second round, lost to the Cup champion.
So you're talking about Jay Woodcroft.
I am talking about Jay Woodcroft.
So you don't want to give a guy a chance who has some Bruins blood?
No, because I'm
sick of... Do you believe there's value in that?
Clearly not, based on the current state of the franchise.
Wow. Seems like Woodcroft was
Mayo.
Woodcroft was run out of town the same way that Montgomery was. Like, was doing very well, gets off to a slow start one season, and then don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you.
I mean, it's
hockey.
It ended up being the right call. They were 3-9-1 at the time, and then Chris Knobloch has done a nice job with them. But I think there's a very good resume with this guy, regardless of the fact that he doesn't have the Bruins tie. That seems to be the only criteria right now.
Do you think Bruins fans care about that?
They want wins.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
That's it.
I think this front office thinks they care about those things. I think there's still threads of big bad Bruins and like who we are and what we stand for. I think it's you, Fitzy, what you just said. Win. Just go win. I don't care if it's Jim Montgomery leading the way with a bunch of fast, soft players who I think they'd be fine with it as long as the song that Stiz just had to Google is playing a lot at the TD Garden.
Yeah, but clearly a portion of the fan base does, because for the past few days, like, I don't know, a week or so since the Sturm has been the name floated, I've seen nothing but Sturm highlights from people being like, he's coming home, baby.
Yeah, they did that with, like, they do that all the time. And there's a portion of the fan base that's going to feel that way.
They did that with Vrabel last year, and then you got Mayo.
But, yes, but you know what happens is that wears off very quickly without the wins, and the opposite is also true. You don't care as soon as they win. If the Bruins, you know, start 3-0-1 in their first four games, no one's going to be like, but you know what? They should have hired a guy who played here. This feels cheap, or this doesn't feel like it's real.
Why do we need fan service?
No one's ever going to say that. We're all simpletons. I say it all the time. Like Manny Ramirez, you can do all the bad things, dumb things, silly things you want as long as you hit 35 home runs, drive in .120, and hit .315. We are, like, it's really not that hard. It's production and results. And if they think Sturm is going to be the best guy for the job, despite Dan Ball ranting against it very quickly and adamantly.
Ranting strong, but okay.
Also, they got to get somebody, right? I'm always an advocate for not rushing these things, but at some point you go from not rushing to, well, you need
a coach.
Are
we close to 50 days? Like 7 weeks?
I think
we're
at like 40.
Bruins we're 7 weeks in. We are 7 weeks in.
49 days?
Yeah, so and that was a number given a couple days ago. So from Kevin Paul DuPont, so it probably is over 50.
See, it is over. I'm not wrong because I remember Ted mentioning it, getting all hot and tedded up 2 weeks ago. Like it's been 37 days.
Ridiculous.
It is almost 2 months without a coach.
How do you do that?
You're closer to starting the new season than you are the end of the what's all right? Stanley Cup or coach first? What happens? Are we gonna get the coach this week or?
Yeah, no. I think these reports, it's going to be in the next day or so, and I'll be interested to see what the reaction is.
Because he nailed Brad Marchand within an hour when that happened.
Yeah, no. I think this will come either later today, tomorrow. But I think it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is, because I do think there is a portion of the fan base that has Dan Ball's feel of oh, we're just doing that. But there's a negative cloud over Neely right now and the front office being Bruins. And that's weird because I think some people probably still like it. But I think there might be a bigger crowd that's starting to lean your way, Dan, that this is – it's an overly simplistic and dated way of doing business.
I just think the organizational philosophy that comes from Neely, who, again, was one of the best two-way power forwards that we've ever seen, is every draft pick has to be 6 foot something and go into the corners and hit. Every free agent signing has to be the biggest on the market, like Nikita Zadorov.
Yep.
And so every coach needs to be a Bruin that also matches that, and it's just that's not where the league is right now, so they're being left behind.
All right, we'll be keeping tabs on that. Can you guys behind the glass make sure you monitor social media in case there's any breaking news Bruins-related? I know you forget sometimes, so we have to remind you. Ted's not
too busy for that,
sorry. Up next, we're going to talk a little Red Sox. Alex Cora, he told us last week that Christian Campbell was going to play first base on Sunday. Do you know who played first base on Sunday? Give you a hint. It wasn't Christian Campbell. We need to get to the bottom of another lie from Alex Cora. And the Red Sox winning 2 of 3 from the Braves. Have they turned things around, or do they just get lucky that their pig was pitching? That's all up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you out of your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.